This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. It's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Hey, Kevin, I really appreciate that. I've been kind of curious about this because we're kind of watching some people take over their sports. And, we've watched Patrick Mahomes do that. We've been observing Luka and thinking he's on his way to that while Jokic has been sitting here going, I'm the dominant one, everybody. When was it exactly when Michael Jordan became, there's a picture in Ruben's office and it's from the dunk contest and Jordan's flying from the top of the key and all the people in the background are all watching, but you can see Clyde Drexler and Dominique Wilkins.
Yeah.
They're all sitting there and you could see almost on their faces, this MF right here. You know, like you could almost see that. When did it become, we got to play Jordan today?
So I actually don't think it was till after they won the 91 final, because it felt like he was inevitable. And then the Pistons were like, no. And then the Pistons were like, no again. And then he beat the Pistons to make it to the 91 final. But remember, they lost game one of that series to the Lakers. And the Lakers had been the team of the 80s. And now all of a sudden you're like, maybe they're going to end up winning this first one or second one, I guess, technically, and being the team of the 90s. So I don't think it was till those next four games when the Bulls just broke them down, Jordan just broke them down, and they won the title. I think once that happened, you were like, okay, now he's inevitable.
On a much smaller scale and for local purposes, Corey Seager, during that World Series season, I think people were like, oh, Corey Seager. But yeah, in the playoff run, they went, oh, crap. Corey Seager is coming up to the plate within the next three at-bats.
And because Adolis was so good, too,
yeah,
people might not have noticed for sure until the game-tying Game one World Series home run, where he had saved up the emotions in his charging packs for 10 years and then let them all out in that moment. Because once you saw that, like, I know the game was just tied and you still had to win, but when I saw that from Corey Seager, there was a little part of me is like, ain't no way we're losing this World Series.
You're all in trouble. What's the saying? What was the Roman Reigns saying the other day? Y'all all had a chance.
And then you had a chance until I woke up.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that was how we felt. Because that was the way that Seager kind of went through that playoff run. You're right. Once he showed the emotion of everything, that's whenever it looked like it was different.
I was humbled in game two, though, when we lost by 8,000 runs.
It happens every once in a while. The six teams that could drastically change themselves in free agency this offseason. Honorable mention is the Washington Commanders and the New Orleans Saints.
Okay.
So those two teams, because we were talking about it, the amount of money that they have, $78.1 million to work with, and that's the third most in the league. That's what the Commanders are rocking with right now. They do
have their quarterback.
And they have the quarterback that is already there. He's good. He's ready to rock. But yeah, 28 unrestricted free agents heading into March, though. So Bobby Wagner, Jeremy Chinn, Dante Fowler Jr., Ertz. They have guys that are going to be free agents that they got to lock back up. So they're going to use some of that money to retain some of those guys. New Orleans, $54.1 million over the cap. So they're
I don't know what the heck they're going to do.
They might not have Chase Young and Will Harris and Juwan Johnson next year. So in the top six, though, the Vikings, they got $58 million to work with this offseason.
And that one feels like the trickiest maybe of them all, although I guess I haven't heard your whole list, so that feels presumptive. But they might have their quarterback, or they might decide, let's spend more money and get back our quarterback.
Yeah, he was a midseason MVP candidate.
Like, yes.
I know he fell apart and turned back into a pumpkin later, but that is what he was at one point, and they got him there. The $20 million that the Jets have to work with, at number five. Number four, $48.2 million for the San Francisco 49ers. And that team could look drastically different across their defensive front, across their secondary.
Curious what they're going to do with their quarterback as well.
Exactly. And they'll need to extend George Kittle. He's entering his contract year right now.
Yeah.
So how much longer is his body going to be able to do these things? And Debo wants a trade.
Or does he want to quit and go to the WWE? He likes to... Alec, you know what I'm talking about. George Kittle likes to hang out in the WWE, so maybe he's just done.
What was the hand gesture you just did?
No, he's fear. A big, big fan of Penta, who Mike's been talking about, and that's his thing, the Cerro Miedo, which means zero fear. That's his thing. He was just there on this past Monday, and he jumped in the ring with Penta and did it with him.
All right, interesting.
Wrestle.
I do like the way he rolled his R's there. Number three, though, is your Dallas Cowboys, and... They sign, was it going to be about half of their salary cap is probably going to be to Dak, CeeDee, and Micah?
Yeah, something along those lines.
And then you're trying to figure out how to piece the rest of the thing together. And they've said, look, maybe we shouldn't be paying this much money to this many players. And that is a big deal. But when you're looking at what the Commanders are doing and other teams, it should allow you to make some other moves to add veterans to your team. But DeMarcus Lawrence, Eric Kendricks, Jordan Lewis, Osa Odighizuwa, and we don't know what Zach Martin's decision is going to be. So, and then Brandon.
What do you think his decision's going to be?
I think he might play somewhere else. I think he might look at another team as a better option. At this point in his career, it would be better for him to try to go get a ring with somebody else than look at this as a potential rebuild or a... considering what they are, negative $2.8 million in the hole, which they're like, hey, you could free up $9 million if you move on from Donovan Wilson and Hooker. And you're like, nine? That's not enough.
You just need to redo your secondary. If you want to give Micah Parsons an extension, you can save $14 million. You want to go ahead and flip the switch on Dak, which I guarantee you they will. That'll save you another $25 million, give or take.
I oftentimes forget about Diggs in the conversation of where the money is spent because I haven't seen him. And that usually ends up being a problem of I'm always forgetting that his money is another one that's stacked right on top of all those. And then number two and number one, respectively, the Falcons and the Dolphins. Not the point of the entire segment, though, Kevin. The segment is your team the blueprint? And I wanted to go around the DFW teams right now and see... Because Philadelphia right now is the blueprint, right? Everybody's like, how do we build?
Yes.
How do we have a really great running back, really good wide receivers, good tight end, strongest offensive line, best defensive line? How do we get all that? What did they do? How do we accomplish that? Can we defeat that by not having all the great things they have, but just enough to get over the hump? But right now, Philadelphia looks to be the blueprint. The Chiefs aren't. Because Mahomes is different. Everybody kind of acknowledges that the Chiefs, Mahomes is a unicorn that you just don't find anywhere. If you have him, of course, you're in those opportunities. But the rest of the thing around it, I wouldn't say you're going to try and build that around Bryce Young. I'm not going to, hey, DeAndre Hopkins, you got all these names, but they're not the same unless Mahomes is with them. So I feel like Philadelphia is the blueprint in the NFL right now, and the Cowboys, far from it.
Now, this is going to sound weird. Hear me out. And might be because I'm soccer biased, because in just a few minutes, we're going to talk with some folks from Dallas Trinity FC. But FC Dallas combined the two things that make people mad about the Cowboys and the Mavericks today, and they traded $5 million plus bonuses for Lucho Acosta. Now,
got him back.
What do we get?
Oh, no, that's Kellen.
No, what do we get mad about? The Cowboys don't spend any money. Check. The Mavericks trade away great players. Check. We traded for the great player and spent all the money. Feels like this was a response to the Mavericks and the Cowboys, or they were just like, hey, we've been getting transfer fees for like 5 years. We should probably spend some of that money. And that's what they did instead.
So you're saying FC Dallas is the blueprint?
Look, if you want a bigger picture blueprint, I'm going to go with the Stars. Of course, I'm going to go with the Stars. The Stars have multiple people in the Four Nations faceoff, which we'll talk about some more tomorrow. They also have multiple front office people in the Four Nations faceoff. So clearly they are respected across the league. They have been there competing. And I know we're all frustrated. They haven't won the cup. They've been back to the cup multiple times since they last won in 99.
That's truly...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hanging around the rim.
Yes.
Like that, what they've done over the last 5 years is truly what Jerry Jones says they're trying to do.
Man, you got it dead on right there. The stars are everything that Jerry Jones said in his nonsensical presser a little while back, because they've been in the West Conference Finals. They've been in the Stanley Cup Final. They've been like a streaking goalie away from lifting the cup. And so the stars are clearly how I would want to model building my franchise.
I'm interested because they also have a stack of veterans, a stack of young players that are on the rise, and a stack of young players that are right in the middle. They're veterans that are also very young, but they've been playing for 2 or 3 years now.
And by the way, make no mistake about it, the Dallas Stars have crushingly horrible contracts on their books as well.
But you trust they're going to figure that out?
I'm just saying, but like whenever you hear teams like the Cowboys or whoever's like, oh, this contract really hurt us. Okay, look, I like Jamie Benn. I really do, but that contract has been a big giant miss for multiple years. Tyler Seguin, that contract has been a huge miss for multiple years, and yet they have still overcome that with savvy trades and drafting ability.
From the 806, they also traded away Jesus Ferrara, so no, is what they said there.
Look,
Kevin.
And I know, and Pepe, and there are lots of other players. I know, that's why I said they've been pooling up all of this money for a really long time.
I wanted to go, the Mavericks were the Chiefs when they had Luka. Like, and the way that they're built right now, I do think that if Anthony Davis is healthy, PJ is healthy, Derek Lively is healthy, people look at that and they go, we are so envious of what that team has. How do we get what they have? When Boston had guys that could go to all corners of the three-point line,
yeah.
How are you going to defend them? And they were also really talented defenders. How do we get that? And that's what happened with the Warriors a while back. Everybody goes, hey, let's turn the game into what the Warriors are doing. But the Mavericks weren't a blueprint whenever they had Luka, because Luka was the unicorn. Luka was very Mahomes, in that he's the system. Everything's built around him. And you draft a Luka and you're going to be okay. And it's just very hard to come by a player like him. A Wimby is a player like that too. But in the league, who is is it the Celtics that are the blueprint for it, or is it Oklahoma City with what they've got? Because even with Chet, one of their top overall picks, being injured, they're still able to do what they're doing.
I think it is Oklahoma City, or oddly enough, I might go back to San Antonio, just rig the draft lottery to go your way every time there's a generational talent that comes down the pipe. David Robinson, Wemby. Like, if you can make that happen, look, I would love to make that deal with the commish. But otherwise, I think the Celtics make a lot of sense, and Oklahoma City makes a lot of sense, because their guys have become superstars. So like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has become a superstar, but for a long time, everyone was like, man, he's a really good player. And that's kind of where he was like, oh, he could be at the top of your tier two, but that's about it. If you look at the Celtics, there are still some people who think that about Jason Tatum. There are still people who think that about Jaylen Brown, but they've just been like, hey, that's fine. You can think we're at the top of your tier two and we're still going to win a title anyway. And so I think the Celtics and OKC are great examples of, you don't always have to have been a superstar. Mm-hmm. Like, you can build up and become a superstar, even if it takes more than 2 or 3 years.
And then when it comes to baseball, this is interesting because the Dodgers just won it, yeah. But nobody can do that. Nobody can do what the Dodgers just did. Even with all the way that they built their contracts, you're like, nobody's going to do that. The Yankees, you're kind of in the same boat there. It does kind of feel like the Rangers are it. You invest heavy in some very talented free agents. Hope that some of your young players that have been here for a minute or are on the rise can contribute to this thing, and invest in pitching. Like, that's honestly, the investment in pitching is something around here we've just been begging for most of our lives because we all grew up here.
I know MLB Network earlier had the question up, are the Dodgers good for baseball or bad for baseball? I want to readily admit that I'm so jealous and I would love to be in a position to be like, who's the best player? I'll take him. Who's the next best player? That works. I'll take him too.
And the next one.
Yeah, yeah.
And the generational player that can hit, you know, I'll do all these things.
I would be in favor of all of this.
Hey, also don't forget, there's going to be some very low temperatures over the next few days. Warm is officially activated for today only with Sharing Life.
Okay, cool.
So check out our friends at Sharing Life, sharing.life/warm, if you want to help out and give somebody an opportunity to stay warm over the next few days.
So coming up next, and Corey, this is a lot of pressure. We will talk with Dallas Trinity FC forward and Prosper resident, unless I get her name wrong, Seely Strawn, next right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Great ball in behind here. First time strike is saved. The rebound is in. Finished off by Seely Strawn to put Dallas ahead with 3 minutes left.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we bring to you Dallas Trinity FC forward, Prosper resident, and person who has accomplished more than you have at the same age, Seely Strawn. Welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Absolutely. I'm good, although a little bit humbled after you walked us through. You were a junior in high school, but will be in college next year playing for North Carolina?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Okay. How does that work, and why are you not in school right now?
Well, with Dallas Trinity, we practice in the morning, so obviously with school, I would not be able to make it to practice and school at the same time, but I do online school, so at any point in any day, I get to do all of my school and get it done right there.
Okay, I gotcha.
Do you, like, is it laptop or you got a PC at home? You got to. I have to go sit right there.
No, it is a laptop, so I get to do it coffee shop anywhere I need.
That's nice. That is a nice thing to be able to go anywhere you want to get your work done.
We have to come here.
Yeah, we have to come in the office and talk into microphones because they won't let us do it from home. Is it more of a challenge to play against professionals than whenever you're playing against your regular club team?
Oh, it definitely is. Just the speed, the physicality, it's all just another level that I have to try and compete with or try and just kind of keep up with myself. But yeah, it's definitely a lot harder.
I was always told that Solar was like kick and run, and that was the plan. Is there more to it than that? And then the strategy next level, like, is it different there?
Well, Solar, actually, we've done a lot better. It used to be kick and run. I did hear that a lot. I've been at Solar for 4 years now, but now we actually really try, you know, Barcelona type soccer, pass, move, all that type of things. But it was definitely used to be kick and run, but we've done better now.
Do you think people understand how cutthroat the world of club soccer can be? Because, like, cover that a lot with the Dallas Texans and Sting and everything like that. I don't think people understand, like, how intense, if you're not in the soccer world, how intense that gets.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's very intense, honestly.
She just called you sir, by the way.
I mean,
point that out.
Look, it's already humbled me, Corey,
I've ever had a guest call us
that I have
before.
A child that is older than her. Uh-huh. So that has already humbled me when she was like, I do school online. I was like, man, I might need tips for my older son how all of that works. All right. So how did you end up? Because you are not alone. I think at one point, or maybe still, there was like 7 people on the team in high school. How did it come to pass that you got on to the team, Dallas Trinity FC, and then they got so many high school players as well?
Yeah, so it was mostly, we had 3 people from FC Dallas and then 4 people from Solar. So it was mostly our coaches that helped. I also myself had one of my trainers that I go with, Vigil Soccer. He also really helped me get into this. He knew the general manager of Dallas Trinity. So it was honestly, it was just our coaches. They knew we needed a challenge, or they really wanted us to have another challenge at a different level. But it was just honestly a thank you to Dallas Trinity for allowing us and giving us the opportunity to do it.
Right.
Your whole time that you've grown, when did you start playing soccer?
My first team was when I was 5.
Okay, 5 years old. Throughout that time, were you always playing above your age, or were you like staying with your age along the way and then you went, oh, I'm better than all these other people?
I was, for the first couple of years, I was with my age, yes. I did play up a lot. I played on a boys' team for a year and a half maybe. I always did try to play up to try and challenge myself, or I would play on both my age group and the year above me.
Okay. And then when you were playing against the boys, they were frustrated. They were all mad all the time, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, they were.
Call me sir, too.
It's okay. You yeah. are also old.
Yeah, I am old.
And you have a child that's almost the same age yes, I do. As her. So, yeah. like, I think you're just going to need to accept that okay. and deal with that. And she's sorry. Playing professional soccer. What were you doing at yeah, this age, Corey?
I was...
bumming gas to get to the convenience store?
Yeah, no. just trying to...
All yeah. right.
Mom, can I borrow 20 bucks?
Can you tell us about some of those experiences? Because whether it's U15 or the U19 training camp and just being involved in things like that, where clearly that's a pipeline where you can't help, I would imagine, but dream about Olympics, World Cup, national team stuff and all of that.
Yes, sir. Yeah. The camps that I've been to have been amazing. The coaches are very good at just kind of teaching everybody through it, because obviously the U.S., they have a very different style of play in the way they do it than the way club teams or even a pro team does it. But it was just an amazing experience of how they taught you through it all. They were teaching you basically as like your own teacher, like in school. But by the end of the week or however long your camp is, you know, you have everything down and you have it all understand every bit of like their style of play and how they move the ball or how they try to just the way they play, basically. But it's amazing. They're just basically they just teach, and it's amazing experience.
Now, you said you're going to be going to North Carolina. Are you disappointed that you couldn't get into a better school like Duke?
Oh, God.
You always got to do this for the UNC people.
For them.
Honestly, my opinion, no. I love UNC. They're an amazing school. And
it's the best college soccer program.
You know what? You're probably right about that. That's a good point. Yeah. Does UNC historically have a pretty good track record against
yes,
Duke
sir.
In women's soccer?
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay.
They
well. Do they I saw bring, that basketball game last weekend, though.
On your visit, do they roll some of their past players through? Or are they like, hey, this is Mia Hamm, and you know how everything's good here?
They don't. I wish they did. Okay. I would go crazy if they did that. But it's to me best school.
That was so. One of the things we've learned. One of our former co-hosts, he went to UNC, won a national championship in basketball there.
No way.
And he says that his favorite thing about going back is that all the veterans, former players can go back. He said the run is the best because out of nowhere you'll see this superstar Vince Carter, Rasheed Wallace, all these guys showing up. And I wonder if that kind of thing is open. It's open like that. And that'd be really amazing. Like one day you're at practice and all of a sudden there they are, all the stars you've ever seen at UNC practicing with you. I feel like it just helps you get a little bit better.
Yeah, I would go crazy if that happened. Honestly, I have heard stories of how Michael Jordan would just be walking around
yes.
campus. If that ever happened to me, I would be running over there, getting a picture, all those things.
Would you have to tell yourself, like, calm down, just walk up like a normal person?
Most definitely.
Okay. All right.
Just like all of us. By the way, from the 214, Strawn is a beast. I've seen her live. She's a year older than my daughter. My daughter plays for FC Dallas 08, and I don't know what all the rest of the letters are, ECNRL. But yeah, so there you go. We got somebody out there listening that knows you're an absolute beast, and that's everything I've heard so far. So
thank you.
Did you have some?
I know I had another question,
go ahead. You got this.
Okay. So I know obviously Lionel Messi is a great favorite player to have. Did you gravitate towards him at all because perhaps neither one of you are the tallest soccer players in the world?
Yes, sir. That's actually one of my reasonings, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, it gives me more confidence knowing that someone there out there who's to me, again, best player in the world,
sure.
that he is not the tallest person. It gives me confidence to know I can be at that level and I can play at that level.
Is there a kind of prototypical size, maybe like by position or whatever? And I know, obviously, you're doing just fine. But like, was there a prototypical size when you were really getting into this? You're like, oh, I wish I was, 5'11 or whatever the case is.
Yeah, honestly, I'm 5'3", as I said. But when I was growing up, I was always kind of wanted to be that 5'6", 5'7", maybe. But, I'm kind of happy with my height now. But
yeah,
like I said, it seems to have worked out for you.
Work with what you got.
Pretty darn well.
The dream goal Because assists are cool and everything, right? Like, assists are fun, but when it goes in the net, it's off your foot. It's a pretty awesome feeling. Like, your first goal with Trinity FC, like, how did that feel?
Oh, my emotions were through the roof, honestly. I was feeling every emotion possible in that split second. I think it was Allie that I just ran and I jumped onto. I like had no thoughts in my running. I was like, I'm hoping she's going to catch me. But everything in me was just so excited in that moment.
I don't know if I'm going to be caught here, but,
yes.
but all right. So you get the option upper 90 PK or you get a bicycle kick and or a header. Oh. Which one of those you want?
Oh, goodness. I'm gonna go with bicycle kick.
Bicycle kick.
Yeah.
Do you practice that? Is that so? Because it feels like
if you practice that in actual
practice,
you gotta practice
though, on some pillows
your coach
or something.
Would tell you to get the hell off the field.
Yes. I used to practice it when I was younger until I like my back started bruising and I kind of had to stop after that. But I would probably say I probably have to practice before I did it in the game.
Could be natural reaction.
See, Cora, she's young and she's got back problems, yeah. So it's okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, the spring season starts for y'all on Saturday, 5:30 at the Cotton Bowl.
Yes,
and I was kind of curious because you've talked about, you know, like your heroes or bigger dreams. How cool is it to play in a stadium where they had World Cup games? Like, I know it was back in 94 and the World Cup's coming back here in 26, but how cool is that to be like, hey, they played World Cup matches here?
No, it's honestly, it's amazing. It's just like an honor to just be able to walk out into that field knowing who's played there and what's happened there and getting to play there yourself. It's just on. It's really just an honor.
Have you taken the time to enjoy any of this? Or is it like, hey, the schedule's really busy. I have school. I have to get back to practice. Like, I'm always curious when people are doing this at such a high level, if you take the time to be like, wow, like, this is really cool.
Yeah. At the very start, I will say I definitely did not. I was like, okay, I've got a schedule. I've got to stick to it. Got to be early, all these things. But maybe halfway in, I finally was like, okay, I really need to like let this settle in and like enjoy it for a little bit and just honestly just look around and look at the players around me. So I finally did end up doing that. And now we're kind of back to the mix of enjoying it and keeping to the schedule.
Yeah.
We get more and more. I always judge interviews based on how many texts we get. And like,
how's she doing
right now? She's doing fantastic.
Okay.
She has a great dribble off the ball. Keep up your success from the 214. Kid can ball. Are you staying stateside or going abroad in the future?
Oh, that's a great question. Honestly, I'd love to do both.
Uh-huh.
I've always thought about going overseas, Europe, all those things.
And we got family here too.
Yes, we do.
Dad okay with that? He's okay with that. So there we go.
He said, "The hell you are." That's what I just heard.
But that is part of the, like, you got to. It can take you in a lot of different directions.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Just kind of going with the flow, honestly.
You get over it.
My kids don't even call me sir unless they're
nice
in trouble. You know?
And respectful.
It's the Southern in me.
Yeah, absolutely. And somehow you find that embarrassing.
Well, it's not. It's just, again, I gotta fix my kids.
Okay. All right. Your kid. Yeah, well, the middle
struggle.
Kid is not respectful.
The rest of them
are delightful.
He might be a leader of the country one day, but he is
absolutely
difficult.
Absolutely, I can see that. All right, so what would you, and this is kind of like, because we've had some Dallas Trinity players on before. This is kind of my question. You can get tickets at DallasTrinityFC.com. Get the spring schedule started again on Saturday. What's your pitch to people? Like, maybe they not are normally into soccer, or they've never seen your team, or maybe they've never even heard of your club. Like, why would you encourage them to go check the game out?
I would encourage them, honestly, because of just the players. All the players themselves, just what they've been through, their experiences. They've been playing pro for 10 plus years, or maybe it's their first year at pro. But I think, like, I would encourage them just to come out and just watch the players. Each and every one of them is like so unique, the way they play. And even just in the game, you can see their personalities. I think when we had a goal one time and one of our players just like starts dancing all by herself, and just so the personalities on the field are just so funny. So I would just encourage people to come watch just because of the team.
One of the things we love about spring training is access.
Yeah.
When it comes to post game, are there lots of autographs? And have you been practicing the autograph?
I have been practicing mine,
awesome.
Even at home.
How does it look?
We're getting there.
Okay. All right. Still got some work. There's lots of different letters to work with.
I
gotcha.
Well, I guarantee you, Corey's about to make you sign your name a bunch of times.
Oh,
so
goodness.
Just sign your name and write sir at the bottom. I think that would be amazing. All right. DallasTrinityFC.com. If you want to get tickets, spring season gets started again Saturday, 5:30 p.m. at the Cotton Bowl. Seeley, thank you so much for jumping on with us.
Yes, thank you guys so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Seeley Strawn from Dallas Trinity FC. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105 Through the Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing. It's time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Terrific, Heggie. How are you?
Man, I'm doing well. Thank you very much for asking. Now, I think I know the direction this is going. Mavericks play tonight and tomorrow night. Will you be watching? Will you be watching strictly for work purposes? Or are you like, hey, I'm still a fan of the team. I'm disappointed, but I'm still in on the team.
Yeah, I'll be watching, I feel so horrible going into this one because of the lack of bigs. They're going to get crushed on the glass. Yeah.
For at least multiple weeks, they will be without.
I might have to tune out at some point here in the not too distant future. I did the math earlier. If Anthony Davis misses a month, that would be returning with 18 games to go. If he misses 6 weeks, it would be 13 games to go. So, you know, I'm hoping to get Gafford back. But for right now, I think it's going to be so frustrating with the offensive rebounds and the putbacks that it'll just be more sports pain than enjoyment to watch.
What do you guys think about the conspiracy theory? And then I want to go back to your answers on that first question. The conspiracy theory that the NBA cut a deal that as long as we don't make the playoffs, they'll give us Cooper Cup. To make this trade.
Cooper Cup will be hurt.
Cooper Flag to make this trade more acceptable.
I'd love that. That'd be amazing. But no, I just don't buy that one. I think that the conspiracy theory is about as soon as the lease is up at the American Airlines Center, they're uprooting and going to Vegas because that's the only thing that makes sense with just how terrible the last week
for
has
sure.
gone with this organization. So I'm not buying that, but that'd be a nice consolation, I guess, if you get Cooper Flagg out of the deal.
I mean, a young Cooper Flagg with Irving and AD.
Hell yeah.
That might make it worth it, although I don't think Flagg's going to be nearly the impact player Luka was. It would soften the blow a little bit.
I mean, that's a tough bar to get up to, right? Yeah.
I mean, at this point, it would be a windfall of good luck, and we need that.
Yeah. Broadus, where do you kind of fall on all this? I mean, I know you have to pay attention and watch for work, but outside of that,
I find myself listening to games more than I watch them because I'm doing my film stuff at night.
Okay,
I'm living and dying with that a little bit. But I think you have to pay attention because you have to be able to talk about it. I think there's some people out there that still expect you to give some analysis of, they're without. How are they managing? Are they winning games? I mean, there's some games against Oklahoma City that I didn't think they were going to win, and they somehow find a way to get it done. So. The interest will always be there because of, like I say, there's people in that organization that I really, really like, and I want to see them do well, but it's going to be really, really tough for them the way this is constructed right now.
I feel like they're a well-coached team, that like Jason Kidd's grown as a coach and his staff has grown.
I do. I'm not going to say now that Luke has gone, I think he's a crap coach. I think there were several coaching decisions he made last year that helped you get to the finals, and I don't want to go against that.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that over time is going to bring fans back. I don't know if like you'll ever get the fans that were this upset back completely, but I think you're going to be good enough with him as a coach to continue winning.
I asked the guys a question yesterday, and I'll ask you two this. Are there Cowboy fans that are Mavs fans, or are there separate fan? Is it a separate fan base? And do you, as a Cowboy fan, do you feel like if you're a Mavs fan that it couldn't get any worse, or is there just that separate?
I think I've changed my answer on this since we started working here because I just kind of assumed, like, I like all
I think the Stars fans are separate.
Yes.
I agree.
I do too.
Yeah.
I just used to assume that everybody liked all of the Metroplex teams.
I don't think that's necessarily the case.
It is not. And so I've changed my mind over the years. And there's absolutely a separation. The biggest separation, like you just said, is the Stars fans because you have. Outside of the Cowboys, the most only sport fans are the Stars fans who like, I only like hockey. I only like the Stars outside of the Cowboys just because that number is inherently.
This might
much
be why larger. They're not as like welcoming as some of the other fan
I can
bases.
See that.
Hey, you dummy. You don't know what a blue line is.
Where have you been? You haven't been here all year.
You
welcome
like
to the barn
sports?
For the first time.
How do we get our ads on the visiting teams boards when we watch these games? How does that work? That's amazing to me.
It is, and man, if you mispronounce a name, you would have thought that you punched their dog or something.
And Haskinen is super easy to pronounce on first look.
Oh, for sure, right? But there's others that are not.
Yes.
Leah Bushkin.
Jamie Benn.
Yeah. No, not Jamie. Okay.
Sagan.
All right. So I'm now going to just totally switch subjects. What would you think about this idea? Joel Klatt threw out, because, you know, every Super Bowl halftime show.
He wants to be commissioner of college football.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah. So this is actually, believe it or not, not about college football. I know he goes into that a lot.
Oh, no. He wants to be commissioner of college football.
So every halftime show, it feels like, not just Kendrick, but it's the best, it's the worst, can't really find a whole lot of middle ground. He's thrown out, he would like to see a stand-up comedy halftime show, and he threw out Nate Bargatze to have the next halftime show.
I love him.
I realize I like Nate Bargatze, but I could also see a lot of people getting mad and being like, what the hell is this?
Dude, super, like, tame comedy. Funny. But he doesn't like go, he's not aggressively like making you upset. He's not trying to. He's just noticing some stuff in life and being funny about it. I'd be okay, but I feel like there's that part that still wants some music that's popping through the speakers. So I feel like you got to mix them both up.
How do y'all think a stand-up comedy routine at halftime would go?
Immediately was drawn towards like, can we get a roast out of this?
Okay.
Is there a way to roast both teams? We roast both coaches. Ooh, now, obviously, like they wouldn't be.
Or roast the team that's playing poorly.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you could lean, so you could lean in
on Kansas City hard.
For that. Yeah. Because I think the roast is always successful and people seem to like that.
So if you think he was up there being like, hey, somebody give Kansas City a heads up. We started this game 2 hours ago.
There you
like,
go. Yeah.
People get a kick out of that.
That'd be good.
That's what I'm thinking too. Mahomes is playing like Kermit the Frog right now. You know, something like that.
Okay, we just fast forward to the end of the half.
I mean, this is exciting to me. Is this a realistic possibility?
I don't think so, but I can tell we hooked you in on this.
Yeah, I like it.
And he really likes the roast idea as well.
I
mean, so.
Even just stand-up comedy. You know, I think there's other forms of entertainment, and I think live music is there, but there's a really good chance it's not my favorite genre of music.
Yeah.
You know, I'm wondering, are they lip syncing or singing for real? Mm-hmm. And if they're singing for real, they could be bad, and I wish they were lip syncing. There's just so much that could go on.
Yeah.
Just roll out acoustics.
You know, just roll out, Cirque du Soleil in the middle of it. Who's going to get offended by that?
Blue Man Group
for sure. Yeah.
That would be amazing. But like, people were suggesting, oh, you need to go hard rock, you need to go Metallica. And I was like, yeah, I'm sure if you pick Metallica, no one will complain. Like, I can't imagine a musical artist or whatever that some people wouldn't complain about.
Yeah.
That's our society, right?
Prince was thinking, about as close.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe Figure Eight Demolition Derby. Just wreck cars in the middle of the field and stuff like that. You know, just like, you know, the Figure Eight, you have that collision point there where.
And with the turf field, do you think it'd be more forgiving?
Yeah, yes, why not? Just have a big bunch of wrecks out there.
Or get those two dudes that they get, like, they stand up on each other and stuff like the Mavs used to do at halftime.
What's the robot fighting game? What do we have that?
Rock'em Sock'em
BattleBots.
BattleBots. Yes.
I think huge versions of BattleBots out there with fire and the hammers. Yeah, I think that'd be cool too. Like one on one.
Yes,
you just go full on Real Steel here.
But they're like big truck style.
Ever seen that.
Never
movie.
Saw Real Steel with Hugh Jackman.
Okay, help me out. It's good. Really I saw good the movie. Trailer, and
that's
the
one I've actually watched.
Yeah. The idea I got was that he's estranged from his daughter, but he can win her back by winning at robot fighting.
Yeah, he's kind of. He's kind of a robot.
Yeah. Guy. Okay,
you bond don't worry over about the story. The robots.
So it's like a more advanced version of Over the Top.
Just get in on
Sylvester
the action.
Where Stallone's like, if I can win this arm wrestling tournament, I can get my kid back.
Yeah, take him out on the road with
you. Yeah, we used to have a lot riding on these tournaments. Like, what do you got on the line? My daughter.
Oh, my God. But what was Bloodsport? It seemed like that was a high leverage situation.
It really did.
Yeah.
Man, we've really, like, ratcheted down the drama of what's at stake in some of these tournaments.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's Commando was the only one that was unrealistic because everybody else was dealing with something real.
Okay.
He's just showing up with a bunch of grenades.
And he's like, let's party.
Yeah.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, Hagee. Thanks for asking. We will have George Sedano, NBA reporter, ESPN, joining us at 4 o'clock.
I like it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say yes, sir, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Ah, can't you see it? a sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.